Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the important role of the soy checkoff in strengthening the soybean industry and bringing value to U.S. soybean farmers. Established in 1991, the soybean checkoff was designed to build demand, find new markets, and improve the profitability prospects for every soybean farmer. Jared Haggart farms in Emerado, North Dakota, and he's a director on the United Soybean Board. He sees the checkoff playing an important role in advancing the success of America's soybean farmers.
I've always thought of it as us being a catalyst for ourselves. And until somebody had mentioned to me that, a checkoff really is ultimately a self-help type group. And we are. I mean, take a look at it from that perspective. We're doing things for ourselves that nobody else will do. Identifying areas that need investment, that there are gaps in, and significant gaps to really improve the bottom line of U.S. soybean farmers.
Megan Kaiser, a soybean farmer from Bowling Green, Missouri, is also a director on the United Soybean Board, and her service on the board has given her a sense of the breadth and scope of the checkoff's impact.
The checkoff allows me as an individual producer to act as a major corporation. We have an R&D team that we're looking at new genetics, new sustainable practices, and new ways to improve the value of our soybean. We have an international development demand building segment. We're looking at what do our consumers want, what's the best way that we can produce that, and then we bring that back and figure out, well, how can we meet those international needs? And then we have a marketplace where we're talking with the crushers and the facilities that are the in-between and go-between to see what do they need from our farm fields and how can we best get that then to the global marketplace. And it's incredible that we have an investment in so many different areas and that our return is so great.
The checkoff rate is 0.5% of the market price of each bushel of soybeans sold each season. Megan says that small investment is paying some very big dividends.
I think the thing that I've learned the most now is that we are driving demand and building preference to maximize the profitability for farmers, that while we're putting a few cents in, we're getting dollars back.
Jared Haggart agrees when it comes to the value of the soybean checkoff.
Where else, as a producer, am I going to be able to pay 0.5% of total value for a bushel of my soybeans? That allows me access to have a seat at the table on important issues that impact my farm. It's on a different magnitude, you know, to be able to turn that small investment, pull it together with the 569,998 other soybean producers in the U.S. and do something meaningful with those contributions. That's a win-win in my book all day long.
Thanks to Jared Haggart and Megan Kaiser, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on the value of the soybean checkoff with us. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the United Soybean Board on behalf of the soy checkoff by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.